I'm joined by The Guardian's Harriet Sherwood, who is at the funeral of Ahmed al-Jabari, the Hamas military wing commander who was killed yesterday. What's the scene there like, Harriet?
Pretty chaotic, I would say, and pretty frightening. There are thousands of mostly young men at the cemetery. It's a very big cemetery, but they're concentrated around the grave, and I've just seen Jabari's body being brought in, people straining to stroke his face, to clutch at his hand. There's a lot of gunfire, which is quite alarming. I'm standing on a roof above the cemetery looking down on it. And just a short while ago, we saw in the distance some tracers from Iron Dome. Is Israel's Iron Dome defense mechanism, which shoots down rockets coming out of Gaza. So there's still a lot of action going on in the air as well.
And given the action, are there any senior Hamas figures at that funeral?
Very hard to tell. It's such a kind of extraordinary crowd. There are obviously a lot of Hamas guys wearing the trademark Hamas black baseball caps, shooting their guns, as I said. I'm pretty sure that none of the senior Hamas figures will be out in public today because they all know that they are being targeted by Israel. So I think they'll be keeping very much to their underground bunkers.
And what's going to happen after the funeral? Do you think it's likely this crowd will just disperse, or do you think there's
I don't I don't I don't get the sense that the crowd is violent. I think they probably will disperse. I think that obviously there's a lot of rocket blasts coming out of Gaza into Israel, and so there are quite a lot of militants who must be engaged in that kind of activity at the moment. But at the moment, although there is a huge amount of jostling, and I'm kind of wouldn't be surprised if a few people can get crushed in this crowd, I don't get the sense that it's a violent crowd.
And just quickly before you go, could you? I mean, going through Gaza, what was the apart from the funeral, what have you seen? What was
Well,
going on there?
there's been quite a lot of airstrikes, but also another technique that Israel employs is sonic booms from aircraft, which are very frightening because they make a very loud noise. So you don't know whether it's actually an explosion or just a sonic boom. So there's quite a lot of that. Gaza itself, apart from the funeral, is fairly quiet today. Most shops are shut. There's not many people on the streets of the city. I think that people are very worried. I've spoken to quite a few people who've talked about how frightening it is at night. A man, a 64-year-old gynecologist, who said this is worse than the bombardment in Operation Cast Lead. And he said his adult daughter, 27-year-old daughter, came into bed to sleep between her mother and father last night because she was so afraid. I mean, obviously, there is a lot of fear on the other side of the border too, and there's been some direct hits from rockets fired out of Gaza this morning, and indeed, I believe there have been some casualties on the Israeli side, so we mustn't forget those either.